welcome to the How To Dressage podcast, and in this episode we're going to look at how to create more jump in the canter. Now, a judge's remark that is often seen on dressage score sheets is that the canter needs more jump. But what does that term mean, and how do you go about achieving more jump in your horse's canter? That's what we're going to talk about in today's podcast episode. So firstly, what is jump in the canter? Now, the term jump is often used to describe the amount of bounce and elevation in the horse's canter strides. Now, the degree of jump that's achieved in the horse's canter strides depends on the duration of the moment of suspension, which is when all four of the horse's feet are off the ground and on the spacing between each footfall. Now, a good canter that has plenty of jump will have a very distinct three-beat rhythm thanks to a large amount of air time. Now, horses with a poor canter tend to have a quicker earthbound gait, so the strides are flatter and the rhythm is less clear. Now, also, a lack of impulsion can cause the canter to lose jump and become flat. Now, very often, riders who are attempting to collect the horse's canter do so by slowing the tempo of the pace, and that's fine as long as the impulsion and energy are maintained. However, simply making the tempo slower without using enough leg will cause the canter to lose jump, and that often corrupts the correct three-beat rhythm as well. So why is jump in the canter so important? Well, a canter without sufficient jump is flat and expressionless. Also, a collected canter without enough jump would not have enough impulsion and engagement to perform advanced movements such as half pass or canter pirouettes. And if the canter lacks impulsion, the rhythm and the sequence can become corrupted, which results in almost a two-time shuffle. So to create more jump in the canter, you need a deep, supple and balanced seat, and also you must understand how the gait works and know what happens at each phase of the stride. So let's discuss your seat in the canter, because before you can create more jump in the canter, you will need to develop your seat. So you need to learn how to follow the canter whilst keeping your seat in contact with the saddle at all times, and you should be able to feel the horse breathing in and out with each stride that he takes. Now, it's very important to keep your inner thighs relaxed and don't grip the horse's barrel, as this will kill the jump and flatten the canter strides. And keep your torso quiet and upright, and don't rock back and forwards, as this will upset the horse's balance. Now, you need to absorb the up and down motion of the horse's back through your hips, knees and ankles, as well as your back, and this will allow you to keep your shoulders still. Now, remember that too much forward-backward motion can push the horse onto his forehand, and he may also come heavy in the hand or curl up behind the vertical. Also, rocking can cause your lower legs to swing, creating background noise for the horse that could disturb the rhythm. Now, you can influence the shape of the canter strides and create more jump by accentuating the upward or forward motion. So joining the forward motion helps to lengthen the stride, whereas increasing the upward motion will encourage the horse to lift his forehand. So if you reduce the forward motion of your seat and redirect it in an upward direction, you will collect the horse and increase the jump. And to help you keep the canter rhythm clearly defined and in three time, try counting out loud 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2-3. So now let's move on to discuss some exercises to help you create more jump in the canter. Now, you can use these following exercises whilst incorporating some half halts to create more jump in the canter. So exercise number one, start by riding a 20 metre circle and push your horse forwards into a bigger canter. Then after a few strides, use your half halts to shorten the canter gradually and then make 4 or 5 collected strides. And then repeat this exercise several times, and the horse should become more elastic over his back, which will help to increase the moment of suspension and therefore produce more jump. And exercise number two, is to ride canter, trot, canter transitions on your 20-metre circle, aiming for 2 transitions per circle. And then next, you can move on to riding canter, walk, canter transitions. And then finally, you can develop the exercise further by riding a few steps of big canter, followed by a transition, and then a few steps of small canter. Now you can also use poles because these can help encourage your horse to inject more jump into his canter. Now you don't need to use very high jumps, and you don't even have to be in the saddle if jumping isn't your thing. Instead, you can try jumping your horse through a gymnastic grid on the lunge or whilst loose schooling. And you can vary the combination of fences within the grid to help improve a flat downhill canter and teach the horse to be quicker with his feet. So to wrap this episode up, a lack of jump in the canter work is a common criticism that riders see on their dressage score sheets. The usual cause of a lack of jump in the canter is insufficient energy and impulsion, which occurs when the rider slows the pace in attempt to achieve collection. Also, a poor seat and a lack of ability to follow the canter movement can cause the horse to tighten through the back, which will lose cadence and expression in the canter. Now, if you have any other questions when it comes to this podcast episode, or if you have any other hints and tips that you would like to share with us, then please do leave us a comment at the bottom of the relevant blog post on our website. Alternatively, you can join our brand new training forum, which you can find at howtodressage.com/community. And to make sure that you don't miss out on any of our other books, training diaries, free stuff and competitions, please don't forget to like and follow us on our other social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter and Pinterest. We truly appreciate you tuning in today to listen to our podcast and hope that you've got a lot from it. For more, don't forget to check out our articles and other free stuff available on our website howtodressage.com and pop by Amazon for our range of equestrian books, planners and diaries to help you stay on track with your competitions and training. Bye for now.